Vav Amid Beis. All the way at the bottom of the page. Last line. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue now about these karbanis that you have to bring on Yom Tov. But it says, Tanan Hasim, we learned in the Mishnah over there that we said we could learn every day in davening. Elo dvarim she'en lam shiur. These are the things that, what? That we learned. We just started last week. These are things that have no amount, meaning there's no measure, have no limits according to the Torah. You do a little bit, it's good. The more you do, the more reward you get. Ve'elohein, what are they? Hapeya, leaving a corner of the field. Biblically, there's no amount of how much you have to leave. So if you leave one kernel, you already did the mitzvah, but the more you leave, we're talking about biblical, you get more mitzvah. Habikurim, the first fruits, which again, that there's no set limits on the Torah. You could bring one little minute quantity, yet the more you bring, the more mitzvah you get. V'harayin, and again, this harayin is the korban re'iya that they have to bring when they come to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. U'gmelas chasadim, and acts of kindness, meaning you do one small act, you get a mitzvah. The more you do, you get more mitzvah. The Talmud Torah can I get, Talmud Torah, and the study of Torah. Meaning, we're obligated to learn constantly. So sometimes you can learn a little bit the day and a little bit at night to get the mitzvah, and sometimes the more you learn, the more mitzvah you get. Gemilas Chasadim, Taisus explains, interesting that you asked it. Taisus says, well, we're going to see this in the Gemara more, but Gemilas Chasadim, Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi that says, Gemilas Chasadim, we're talking about Begufi. We're looking for Begufi with his body. Yeah. But b'mameine, there is amount, because you have 10% or 20%. So you're speaking of Gemilas Chasadim primarily with your body. And then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, comment. So the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah. So now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechon and says, Ketzvurim anu leimer, we thought to say, meaning initially, Hara'ayim, when it says in the Mishnah that the carbon re'iyah has no amount, it's only en ashir lemaila. There's no sheer maximum amount. But yesh leshir lemata. We would think, but we thought initially that there is a minimum amount. Like it says in the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, one silver dollar it had to cost. Right? One silver, whatever, coin. So when the Mishnah said harayin, the carbon re'iyah, has no amount, we thought that meant there's no... There's no expense in the maximum, but there is a minimum. But Achiba Rabeshia Berebi and Tur Rabeshia, the good scholar of the generation, Valimid, and he taught us, Harayan Ein Leshir Leilamaila Veleilamata, that there is no amount maximum, there is no amount minimum. You could buy the tiniest carbon and fulfill your obligation. Ava Chachamim Amrim, but the Chachamim gave the amount, Ma Kesef, the minimum amount for a carbon re'iyah. The Eila is one kesef. The Chagiga and the Korban Shlomer for the Chagiga, shtei kesef. Two kesef. Okay, so this is what the Gemara came to the conclusion, that even the Korban Re'iyah, the Pearl, has an amount. Okay? So now the Gemara asks, my Haroyin. Now, the Gemara's question is as follows. We explained in the Mishnah, when it says Eilu Dvarim Shein Abeir Vepikun V'Haroyin, means the carbon. But if it only meant the carbon, then the Mishnah should have said the word Re'iyah, because that's what's called Eilas Re'iyah. The fact that it says Re'oyin means above and beyond the carbon, more than just the carbon. What does it mean? So the Gemara asks, "My Haroyin, what is the meaning of the word Haroyin that the Mishnah talks about?" So the Gemara brings out an interesting machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara. It means appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon says, what does it mean? Haroyin Ein Lashir. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash has no amount. Which means, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, every time you go to the Beis Hamikdash, you do not have to bring a korban, only the first time. Reish Lakish Savar, Re'i is panim b'korban. Every time you come to the Beis Hamikdash, you must bring a korban. Right. So now, the Gemara is going to discuss this, by the way. The question is, does it mean the first time you come, don't come empty-handed? Or does it mean every time you come, like if you're there 7 days for Sukkot, and you go to the Beis Hamikdash 7 times? According to Reish Lakish, you have to bring a korban 7 times. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to bring a korban once, because the Torah says clearly you have to become, don't, like you said, don't come empty-handed. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, afterwards, there's no amount, meaning you don't have to bring a korban. You can come as often as you want. So the Gemara explains as follows. Be'ikar regel, meaning the first day of Yom Tov, the primary time of Yom Tov, kola amale pligi, they all agree, the riyas panim be'korban, that how do you see Hashem? With a korban. Meaning, everybody agrees, the first time you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a korban. But my pligi, when are they arguing? When is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish arguing? B'shai Yemei Seregel. In the other days of Yom Tov. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash, every day you want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Gemara says as follows. Kol Heicha Da'asi Va'aise. Whenever anybody comes, and they do bring a korban. Kula amale pliga, everybody agrees. The mekabla mine, we accept it from him. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan says, you only have to bring a korban once, you don't have to bring a korban every day. Rabbi Yochanan agrees though, that if they do bring a korban every day, they accept it. They don't say, no, it's a wasted korban. Every day they would accept it. Ki pligi, the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is as follows. The person comes, but he doesn't bring a korban. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't bring a korban. What's the machlekes? Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Re'i is panim ba'azara. The mitzvah is coming into the Beis HaMikdash, being seen. The chol aim is da'ase, but whenever you come, le'itzarach la'asi, you don't have to bring a korban. That's what Rabbi Yochanan notes. Reish Lakish Shama, Reish Lakish says, no. Re'i is panim means, b'korban, you have to bring a korban. Meaning, the chol aim is the asid. Whenever you come into the Beis HaMikdash, tzarech lasu, you have to bring a korban. So this, the Gemara is going to change it later, by the way, but this is, meanwhile, what the Gemara is learning, the argument to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Everybody agrees, the first day of Yom Tov, the first time you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you must bring a korban. Because the Torah says, don't come empty-handed. Everybody agrees that if you bring 100 korbanos, if you come 100 times, everybody agrees that we accept. They bring the korban. The machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish is, if a guy comes 10 times, does he have to bring a korban 10 times or not?
On all those holidays, all the men have to show up in Israel, say it's 250, just say it's one man. They all have to show up with the woman the first day, right?
Right. That's where all the Kayanim worked on Yom Tov, the shifts. And they did it. They worked in the system.
It's only if they own land, right?
Yeah, but most Jews own land.
And also, what if you own land in Yerushalayim? You still bring?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Kohen even have to work the
whole. Even if you live next door to Beis
HaMikdash? You still have to come. You have to go into the Beis HaMikdash.
That's what the thing says. All of them have to show up. The first day of
the Yeah, right. Unless they grill into the Mishnah, you're sick, you're old, you're, you know, whatever.
Unless they bring once, first time they go there, then it won't be that crowded.
Well, but according to Reish Lakish, every time you went, you had to bring a korban. And now the question is, when Hashem says, don't
see,
well, I mean, Hashem said, it says in the pasuk, don't come to me empty-handed. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the first time you come, don't come empty-handed. But not every time you come, you have to bring a korban. Reish Lakish says, no. Don't come to me empty-handed. You come to my house 5 times, have to be five kabbanis.
What do you know the korban? There's like millions of them.
So? There weren't that many Jews at that time, don't forget.
But today?
Today.
But still, it's only...
Today. So let's say,
When Mashiach comes, and there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a much bigger Beis HaMikdash. to accommodate all the korbanos. In addition to the fact, all those people that sinned and have to bring sin offerings, when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to have to bring for all the for the all the avedas that we did.
If all these miracles happen with Amidosh, this would nothing compared to all those miracles.
Yeah, but it's just a technical issue to buy the animals and bring the korbanos, and there was a system how it worked. It's in the heavens. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question. So again, the bottom line of the argument is, if you come every day, you have to bring every day a new carbon. So Eisei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish has Rabbi Yechanan from the Pasuk. It says, Lo Yiro Panei Reikam, don't come to me empty-handed, right? So seemingly Reish Lakish says, it means every time you come, don't come empty-handed. So Rabbi Yechanan answered, "Be'ikar haregel." It means the first part of the regel, meaning the first time you come, that's when Hashem says, "Don't come empty-handed." But the rest of the days, you don't have to bring a carbon every day. So then, Eisvei Reish Lakish, again, Reish Lakish asked the question to Rabbi Yechanan. It says, this is a whole Braisi he quotes, and really, the whole Braisi is not relevant so much to the question. The question is just. Just at the end, I have a question. Is this counted as a person?
It is. You can count it.
Okay. So, Eisrei, Reish Lakish asked the question. It says, Le'iro, panei reikam, you should not come to me empty-handed. It means, the Braisa says, bizvachim. Meaning, by animals that are zvachim, means shchita. Now, it's important to keep in mind, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't shecht the birds for korbanos. Shechting was only done on animals. In the birds, they have what was called malika. Malika is the crane had a big nail, yeah, and he stuck it in the back of the neck, and they killed. Yeah, I meant nail. I didn't mean this finger. Yeah, and he killed the animal from the back of the neck with the sharp nail, but it wasn't called shechita. It's called malika. So the Braisa says, when it says in the Pasuk, don't come to me empty-handed, it means bizvachim. Meaning with animals that you have to shecht, meaning animals, not birds. So the Braisa continues, Ata eme bizvachim. You say, the Braisa is like talking to itself, you say it means animals. Or maybe it means ephes and menachis. How do you know it means only animals? Maybe it means birds, or for that matter, flower offerings. Because sometimes the Pasuk says if you're a poor man, you could bring a flower offering. So the Gemara is asking on itself, how do I know it means dafka animals? Maybe it means birds or flower. So he says the dinu, it's a kal v'chomer, meaning, I mean, or dinu, it's logic. Nemra chagiga lehedyut. By a korban chagiga, not the korban oila. The korban chagiga that the Jew brought, you know, as also to eat the meat. It says the word chagiga by a simple person, and it says re'iya by Hashem. Now, ma chagiga ha'amora lahed yitzvachim, just like when it speaks about the chagiga, it means dafka meat, animals, not chicken, not birds, afriya ha'amora l'gevei yitzvachim. The same thing, when it speaks about the carbon for Hashem, it has to be animals. Meaning as follows. It says, Rashi explains as follows. It says in the Torah concerning the Korban Chagiga, don't leave over chelev chagi, the chelev, the fats, of my Korban until the morning. Now, halachically, birds don't have fats that were burnt on the Mizbeach. Only animals did. So by the Korban Chagiga that the Jew brought for himself, the Torah says, you have to bring an animal. Why? Because the Torah says, don't leave over the fats until the morning. If he's leaving the fats over until the morning, it could only be by a carbon where you bring the fats, which is an animal, not birds. So the Gemara says, if by carbon chagiga it has to be an animal, so the food for Hashem, meaning the carbon oila, which is a carbon re'iya, also has to be an animal, not birds. Okay? So then the Gemara says, umahein, and what are they? Zvachim. slaughtered meats. So what are they? Eilis, korban, eilis. So the Gemara is learning out that when it says in the pasuk, don't come to me empty-handed, it means animals that you have to shecht. What are they? Animals. But what? Korban? A korban eila. Because it's interesting, the Torah doesn't say, bring a korban re'iyah an eila. The Torah just says, bring a re'iyah. So the Gemara asks now, maybe it's a shlomim. Maybe it's something that everybody eats. How do you know it's burnt entirely? So the Gemara says, ata emer eilis. You say it's a korban eila. So the Gemara asks, ein ala shlomim. Maybe it's a korban shlomim. Now we know that when you brought the eila re'iyah, it was an eila. Burnt offering. Completely burnt. But the Gemara asks, how do we know it's a carbon eila? Maybe it's a carbon shlomim. So the Gemara says, the dinu, again, it's logic. Why? Nemra chagiga lehedyit. By a hedyit, by a carbon chagiga, it says, chagiga. And it says, re'iya, by gavoya, by Hashem. Ma chagiga amur lehedyit. Just say, by the carbon chagiga of the regular person. It means, b'roilei, what's fit for him, that he could eat it. When it says the carbon for Hashem, b'roilei means what's fit for him, and therefore it's a carbon eila. Meaning like this. The Gemara is likening the carbon for Hashem for the carbon that you bring for yourself, which is called the chagiga. The chagiga was made for Jews to have meat on Yom Tov. Right? So the Gemara says, just like the carbon chagiga, you had to bring food that was fit for him, meaning shlamim. So the same way, the carbon for Hashem has to be food fit for Hashem. What does food fit for Hashem mean? A carbon eila that Hashem eats the whole thing. So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk a number of points. And again, the Gemara, here. The Gemara says as follows. It says in the pasuk, lo yirol panei reikum. Don't come empty-handed. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means animals, not birds. So the Gemara says, maybe it means birds or flower offering for that matter. So it says, no. Because by korban chagiga, it has to be an animal. The same thing, the korban re'iyah has to be an animal. Then the Gemara says, but what carbon is it? A carbon eila. So the Gemara says, I know, I think it's a carbon eila. Maybe it's not a carbon eila. Maybe it's a carbon shlamim. So the Gemara says it can't. Because by chagiga, it has to be fit for you. And therefore, by Hashem, it has to be fit for Hashem. And also, the Gemara concludes, v'chein bedin. And so it is logical, shloyehe shulchan chamolai, your table should not be full. The shulchan rabach reikam, and the table of your rabbi should be empty. Okay? So he says it doesn't make sense that you should have a lot of meat on your table, and God shouldn't. So therefore he says you have to bring a carbon eila. The way the Shlokish learns this entire braisa, he learns that it means that every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a carbon eila. Why? Because your table is going to have food. You go home, you're going to eat food. And for Hashem, you're not bringing food. So the Reish Lakish says, the Pasuk obviously is referring to that every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a carbon. So it's a question on Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, you don't have to bring a carbon every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Tov, only the first time. So the Gemara answers again the same thing. Be'ikar amalei Reish Lakish was answered by Rabbi Yechanan. Be'ikar egel, it only refers to the first part of the Yom Tov. Meaning, when the Gemara uses the expression, your table shouldn't be full, when God's table is empty, it means only the first day of Yom Tov. If you bring a carbon to eat, you have to bring God a carbon to eat, which is a carbon eila. But not every time you come do you have to bring a carbon. Just the first time is the time you have to bring a carbon.
First time when you ever go
Yom Tov. This din, by the way, is only Yom Tov. The only time the Torah says, don't come to me empty-handed, is on Yom Tov. If a guy wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven, doesn't have to bring a carbon eilam.
The Rish Lakish says you have to.
No, there's only on Yom Tov itself.
Between Chol HaMoed versus...
Right.
So the whole 7 days are one?
If a guy wanted to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you know, hang around. According to the Rish Lakish, every time you walked into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, you had to bring another carbon. You went five times in one day, you had to bring a carbon every time you came. That's what the Rish Lakish says. Every time you go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, don't come empty-handed. Rabbi Yechon is saying, no, it doesn't mean that. It means the first time you come, don't come empty-handed.
Well, where we get those comments, which people, I can tell you
that. The Kainim were very wealthy. Says the Kainim were wealthy.
But the people who were selling those coats.
The animals.
The animals were very wealthy themselves.
I don't know. Depends how much price and demand was.
Thousands of them. You must have
supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, but...
You go in there every... Some people go in there like some people come like...
The Allah has a Kerbiyachin in any way that you don't have to every time you come. But according to the Shlokish, yeah, the animal merchants made money. What do you care if a Jew makes money?
No, I'm serious. Okay.
It was funny when the Rebbe used to give out dollars Sunday, so thousands of people came from all over the place. So the stores on Kingston Avenue would make money. Because people, while they're there already, they're going to the bookstores and going to the food stores, and the stores were making money. The Rebbe Pasha gave parnasa to a lot of people. The dollars stopped, so a lot of people don't come anymore. So it's business is not too good. It's not like Shulchan Convention, there's thousands of people there, so business picks up a little. So that's the same thing with Hashem gave business to all the people. Okay, now there's another question, but again, the same type of a question that the Rish Lakish is asking. Bottom line argument is, Rish Lakish says every time you go to the Beis HaMikdash you have to bring a carbon. Rabbi Yechon says only the first time. So it says, Rish Lakish asked a question to Rabbi Yechon. It says in the Braise, Rabbi Yehsi, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Rabbi Yehsi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Shirgalim Bashan, 3 times a year, meaning the 3 Yom Tovim of the year, Nitzavu Yisrael Lalis Beregel. The Jews were commanded to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. When are the 3 times? B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, U'B'chag HaSukkos. These are the 3 times a Jew has to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Yom Tovim, by the way, are called Regel. One of the reasons they're called Regel, because the Jews had to go up by foot to the Beis HaMikdash, which is regal.
Yom Kippur wasn't there?
No, they didn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
But the whole thing with the Kohen going inside the...
That was Yom Kippur.
Right.
Do you know something? It's interesting. In the text of Davening, huh?
No,
I'm saying something else. In the Musaf, we say, and Sholosh Regalim, yeah? Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, we say, because of our affairs, we're exiled from our land. We're distanced from our land. We're not able to go up. And to appear. And to bow before you. And to do our obligations in the Beis HaMikdash. And Yom Tov, it's interesting, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, in the Musaf, we say to God that because of our Avedis, we're not able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and to do our obligations. If you look in the Musaf of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, it says, Mepnei Chatoeinu Galinu Me'artzeinu, and we're a distance from our land, but it doesn't say here we can't go up. It says, that whole 2 lines about the obligation to go up to the Beis HaMikdash is omitted in the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Musaf. Why? It's a very simple reason. There was no obligation on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. So we can't say that we're not able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, because even then we didn't have to. It's only on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos the Jews have an obligation to go up to the Beis HaMikdash.
Is it logical to say the reason is because Rosh Hashanah is appointed by earthly Kippur and the rest of
the Yom Tovim also? No. Pesach is the 15th of Nisan because the court proclaimed Rosh Chodesh Nisan when it did. No, it's clearly from the court. Shabbos is not. Shabbos is from Hashem. And then the Gemara says, and this then the Gemara is going to explain later, Ve'nirim l'chatzoin. You cannot appear in groups. Literally, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Literally, it means you cannot come in halves. But obviously, in halves, it doesn't make sense. It means you can't come in groups. The Gemara is going to explain soon what that means. Mishum shenamer, why? Why can't you come in groups? Because it says, kol zechurcha. All the male have to come. Meaning you can't come in groups. You have to come together. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. And also, the Braise continues and says, Ve'nirim reikonim. You cannot appear to Hashem empty-handed. Mishum shenamar, because again it says in the Pasuk, V'leiro panei reikam. Don't come empty-handed. Right? Meaning, it doesn't mean that you can never come, you can't come once empty-handed. Rish Lakish is learning again this braisa to mean you can never come empty-handed. Meaning, anytime you come, you have to bring a carbon. So again, it's a question on Rabbi Yechanan. So again, Rabbi Yechanan answers the same answer. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it refers only to the first day of Yom Tov. Meaning, what is the Pasuk saying? The first time you come, you have an obligation to bring a carbon. And it's interesting, what the, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk means, a guy will say, you know what, I'll come tomorrow and bring a carbon. So you can't even come today with the intent of bringing a carbon tomorrow. The first time you come on Yom Tov, you have an obligation to bring a carbon. But the rest of the days, Rabbi Yechanan says, you don't have to bring a carbon. You can come without a carbon. It's similar to the concept. People go eat by somebody's house, so they bring a gift, yeah? So let's say they're staying by somebody's house. So not every time you walk in the door, you have to bring a gift. And sometimes, you know, people, okay, you don't bring it right away when you come. Yeah? A day later, you bring the gift. Let's say you're staying by somebody for a week, yeah? But here, the Gemara is saying, you don't have to bring it every time, but the first time you come, you must bring a carbon. Otherwise, you're over the love.
What's the obligation now?
Today, we don't have it.
So, is there something equivalent to compensate for it? I mean, like, we don't...
Yeah, the Gemara says you go to your Rebbe, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
The concept of dabs?
Yeah.
That's not for the...
Instead of carbon, do we give
anything? No, carbon we don't have.
You don't give tzedakah.
You go to the Rebbe.
Right. Now, over here the Mefarshim explain an interesting thing. There's a rule in the Torah, Ese Deicha Lo Yisase. A positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah. So what happens if a guy says, okay, listen, I have a positive mitzvah to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But I don't have a carbon now. The question is, should he come anyway? Because by coming, he's fulfilling a positive mitzvah. But at the same time, he's transgressing a negative commandment of not coming empty-handed. So the question is, I would think that Esa Deicha Lo Yisase, a positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah. So therefore, I would think that you can come anyway, because of that strength of a positive mitzvah, pushing off a negative mitzvah, so that the Gemara de Braisa says, no. This is part of the mitzvah of coming, is not coming empty-handed. It's not like a positive mitzvah pushing off a negative mitzvah. To give you the classic example, what the Gemara says, a positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah. The classic example of this is, there's a negative commandment in the Torah, you're not allowed, if somebody has leprosy, the Torah says you're not allowed to cut it off. You're not allowed to cut off leprosy. So now the question is, if somebody needs a bris, and the leprosy is on the area you're going to be cutting off at the bris. So now the question is, by fulfilling the positive mitzvah, I'm going to be transgressing the negative mitzvah. So what do I do? So the Gemara learns out that a positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah. So
So
I would think that's what the Brice is teaching. So I would think in this case you could come empty handed because the positive mitzvah is pushing off the negative mitzvah. So the Brice says no. They need an economy because the Yeropon Ereka means part of the mitzvah of coming is to bring a carbon. And there's not two separate things. It's an essential part, and the mitzvah you don't get without bringing a carbon. So therefore, this is what the Braisa said. But Rabbi Yechanan says, it only applies to the first day of Yom Tov, not every day of Yom Tov, like Rish Lakish says. Okay, so now, until now, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan questions. Now Rabbi Yechanan is going to ask Rish Lakish a question. Eitzer, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish were brothers-in-law, but they always argued. Most of the time they argued instead of agreeing. Eitzer, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan asked the question now on Rish Lakish. You say that every time you come to the Beis HaMikdash you have to bring a carbon. It says in the Braisa as follows. Yira, yira. Now, simply, the Pasuk is read, Yeroa kol zechurcha. Yeroa kol zechurcha means you should be seen by God. But without vowels, you could read it Yira. Means all the men's folk should see God. But it's read, Yeroa, they should be seen by God. And therefore, like we learned before in the Gemara, it works two ways. You're seen by God and you have to see God. So now the Gemara says as follows. When the Pasuk says you have to come to be seen, the Pasuk says as follows. It's read, you should be seen, but it's written, you should see. So we liken the seeing God to be seen by God. Now, when you see God, or when you're being seen by God, is God bringing something? No. So therefore, when you see God, you also don't have to bring anything. Because if we're likening you seeing Hashem, like Hashem seeing you, because one's the written version, one's the read version, so if we're likening you seeing Hashem to Hashem seeing you, just like Hashem sees you, he doesn't bring anything. So you see Hashem, you don't have to bring anything. Yeah, but it means that the Beis HaMikdash was God's home, so he sees you openly. Now, obviously, one pasuk says, don't come empty-handed. Right? So one time, for sure, you have to bring a carbon. But the rest of the time, if Hashem doesn't bring a carbon when he sees you, why should you have to bring a carbon when you see Hashem?
Well, we're going there to see Hashem.
And to be seen, no?
Hashem is
the Pasuk says, Yeroeh, okay, meaning they should be seen by God. But it's written, Yireh, you should see God. And therefore, just as you come to be seen, you have to see. What?
In a way, Hashem is not the host. We are the host. We bring Hashem to make it a dwelling place for him.
It's his house.
I mean,
we built it for him, but it's his house. He lives there, not us. No, it's Hashem's house.
Everything is Hashem's house.
No, the Beis HaMikdash is Shechanti B'Seichem. You could build a mini temple, a mini this, a mini that, but the primary home of the Hashem is the Beis HaMikdash. Let's finish the question. So Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish, let's see the Brice inside. Eitz Rabbi Yechon and Ishtakish. It says Yira, it's written Yira, we read it Yira, which means, Ma ani bechinam jasik, Hashem comes with nothing. Hashem doesn't offer a carbon when he sees us. The same thing, afatem bechinam. Meaning, you don't have to come every time to the Beis Hamikdash with a carbon. So it's obviously a clear-cut question on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, you're right. It's a different argument. The Gemara refutes, not only does it refute Reish Lakish, but the Gemara says, obviously, we can't even say that that was their argument. So the Gemara is going to say a new argument. What's the new argument? So the Gemara says as follows. Kol heichad da'asav le'yaisa. Everybody agrees the following. Whenever you come, except the first time, and you don't bring a carbon, kulam, everybody agrees, the aisle, umeschazev, enafik, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash, you can do what you want, you can leave, you don't have to bring a carbon. Except the first time. Ki pligi, what's the argument between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish? The asav aise, when you come and you bring a carbon, is the carbon accepted or not? Meaning, Rabbi Yechinen, Amar Rabbi Yechinen says, Re'i is panem ba'azara. What does it mean, Elo dvarim she'ein lohem shiur? The grillon that doesn't have a shiur means the carbon of, I mean, not the carbon, but coming into the azara, meaning, Re'i is panem ein lo shiur. Coming into the Beis HaMikdash has no amount. You can come as often as you want. Yeah. A carbon, yes, l'shir, but a carbon does have a shir, only once. Reish Lakish amar, Reish Lakish says no. When the Braist, the Mishnah, mean, says re'oyin, it doesn't only mean how many times you come into the Beis HaMikdash, it also means a carbon, which means you don't have to bring a carbon, but if you bring a carbon, it's a mitzvah and it's accepted. So therefore, dafilu carbon nami ein l'shir, even the carbon has no amount. Now, before the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, the first time we were learning the Gemara, the argument was, everybody says you could bring a carbon. The question, do you have to? Reish Lakish said you have to bring a carbon every time you come. Rabbi Yechon says you don't. Now the Gemara is reversing it. Everybody says you don't have to bring a carbon. What's the argument? If you bring a carbon, is it accepted? Rabbi Yechinen says they will not accept your carbon more than once. Reish Lakish says every time you come, if you bring a carbon, they'll accept it. What's the argument? The argument is when it says Eilu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir Hapeya Vabikurim V'Harayin. What does the word Ra'ayin mean? Because the Mishnah says it has no amount. Rabbi Yechinen says Ra'ayin does not refer to the carbon. It refers to you going to the Beis HaMikdash, you can go as much as you want. But not the carbon. The carbon has an amount only once. Reish Lakish says the word Ra'ayin in the Mishnah does not only refer to the person, it also refers to the carbon. So Reish Lakish shows you can bring as many carbonas as you want. According to Rabbi Yechon, they will not accept it. They will not accept the carbon. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Eisvei, I'll ask you a question on this. Now, this question is Rabbi Yechonin asking Reish Lakish. It says in the Pasuk, Hayka raglecha mi beis reyacha. Let your foot be scarce in the house of your beloved. Meaning, it says, your foot should be scarce in the house of your beloved. Who's beloved? Hashem. Meaning the Beis HaMikdash. So it means that you shouldn't come with a carbon. By the way, you know what the simple meaning of this is? Don't overstay your welcome and your friends. That's what the Shlomo HaMelech says. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech says basically, don't overstay your stay in your friend's house. Like this. What's the expression? Guests are like fish. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, after a few days they smell. Yeah.
Overextend your welcome.
Yeah. But Shlomo HaMelech says the pasuk, let your foot be scarce in the house of your friend. Meaning, don't keep, don't keep bugging them. In fact, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that a Talmud Chacham is believed like this: if you want to return a lost article, the guy has to identify it. He has to give you a simon, identification. A Talmud Chacham who never lies, if he can't give a simon, but you recognize it's yours, you can't give a simon, but you just know it's yours. So if a Talmud Chacham says it's mine, you give it back to him. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Talmud Chacham doesn't lie except in three things. One is b'mesechta, b'purya, and b'achsanya. One is, there are different interpretations of what it means, but one thing is, if they ask the scholar, do you know a mesechta? Because they want to test him. So he could say, no, I don't. That lie he's allowed to say, no, I don't. Another thing is, if he got drunk on Purim, if he could say, yeah, because the mitzvah got drunk, even though he didn't. And the third thing is, he's allowed to lie about his host. If somebody asks you, how is your host, he's allowed to lie and say he wasn't so good. Why? Wasn't so good. Why? So the Gemara says, because if he's going to say how good the host was, people are going to flock to the guy in droves, and they're going to eat him out of his house. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to lie that a host wasn't so good. So it's probably based on this pasuk of Shlomo Melech, that he says, be scarce in the house of your friend. But here the Gemara is learning it, you should be scarce in the house of Hashem. Which means, don't bring so many korbanos. So it's a question in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish just got through saying that every time you come, if you want, you're allowed to bring a korban. There's no shiur. So Rabbi Yechonon said, but the pasuk says you shouldn't. Don't keep hacking a chaynik. So the Gemara says, no. The pasuk, you're right, is referring to korbanos, but not this korban. What korban is it referring to? So the Gemara says, Hosem b'chatois v'ashamis. It's referring to sin offerings. Meaning, what is the pasuk saying? Don't sin to come to Hashem's house too often. So now it's not that they're talking about a korban oila. The pasuk is saying, don't sin, which is going to force you to keep coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, the sin offerings. But as far as bringing a korban for a donation, for a korban re'iyah, the Shulchan says that the Beis is not telling you you can't. You could do as much as you want. Rab Levi interprets this pasuk. Why? The Rab Levi asks a question. A contradiction of two psukim. One pasuk says, Shlomo Melech says, Hayke raglecha mi beis riyacha. Let your foot be scarce in the house of the Beis HaMikdash. And another pasuk says, I'll bring to your house a lot of korbanos. David HaMelech says in Tillim. So the Gemara has a contradiction. David HaMelech says in Tillim, the more the merrier. And Shlomo HaMelech says, the less the better. So how do you reconcile the two psukim? So the Levi just said very simple. One pasuk is speaking about oila, korbanos, not sin offerings. Gifts, you could bring to Hashem as much as you want. And that's what David HaMelech says. I'll bring into your house korban oila, because that's not sin offerings. But when Shlomo HaMelech says, be scarce, it refers to sin offerings.
But if you sin, you have to bring an offering.
Yeah, so the Basic is saying, don't sin. Yeah, but in other words, the pasuk says, don't do things that will cause you to have to bring a korban. In the olden times, if a guy sinned, they had to bring a korban. You felt it in the pocketbook. You didn't sin that much. Today we sin. What?
Expensive ticket. You get expensive ticket. You don't drive fast anymore. Whatever.
Right? Yeah. But that's what... So he says, so Reb Levi says, Leikash is not a question. Kam b'chatos v'ashomeis, the first pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech that says, be scarce it's speaking about kabanas of sin offerings. Kan ba'elus of shlomim. Here it's referring to eila and shlomim. Okay. Tanya namihachi. So we learned in the braisa. Let your foot be scarce. So the pasuk, the Brice explains, it's speaking about sin offerings. And then the Brice continues, says, you say it means sin offerings. Maybe the pasuk refers to carbon eila. How do you know not? So he says, no, because there's another pasuk, the same thing we just said. When it says, I will come to your house with elu offerings, I'll pay my vows. So Tavon HaMelech says, yeah, elus, you should bring a lot. But how do I learn with this that Shlomo HaMelech says, be scarce, meaning don't come a lot? It's speaking, it's speaking about sin offerings. So basically, the bottom line of this whole story is, the way that Gemara finalized the Machlekes, both Rabbi Yechon and Shtok is told, you come up for Yom Tif, the first time you must bring a carbon. The other times, you don't have to. What happens if you do? So the Shtok says it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yechon says you don't accept it. Only once, that's it. Then the Gemara is continuing what it just said in the previous Braisa. It says, Ve'nirin chatzoin. It says in the Torah, Yoral calls the churcha. All the male have to come. So Gemara says, all the male means he can't come in halves, in groups. So Gemara says, what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Savar Rav Yosef Lameimer. Rav Yosef thought, what does the pasuk mean? That man, the Isle Asar Banim, that if a guy has 10 sons, you shouldn't bring on one day of Yom to 5 kids. Tomorrow 5. So that's what Rabbi Yosef thought the pasuk means. I mean, the Gemara means. Don't come half, meaning if you have 10 kids, you end up bringing all your kids the same day. Over Bar Mitzvah, you'll have to bring a carbon. So Amalei Abayis, Abayis said to Rav Yosef, I don't understand you. Pshit, of course. Hey, minay mashvili peshim, which of the 10 are you going to make sinful? Hey, minay mashav mashvili yizrizim, which ones are you going to make zealous people? Meaning, we're talking about kids over bar mitzvah, right? So each kid has an obligation to come. What do you think, the father has a right to tell one kid, you come today and you come tomorrow? Each kid has an obligation to come. A father can't make 5 kids sinners, meaning coming late, and 5 kids coming on time. So of course he can't mean that. So the Gemara says, "Alakra lemay asa." What does the pasuk mean? It means alachedim what others teach. Alachedim, the Gemara says, was really Rav Meir. Alakra, I mean the Tanya we learned in the Braisa before. Alachedim, may alachedim say, Hamakamitz. One who gathers the dog excrement. I mean, they didn't have a Beverly Hills that you have to pick up after your dog. The city had people that would go collect the, not only that, was not only dog manure, it was from the horses and cows, I mean, all the stuff. So it says, so these people, with all due respect to them, they had an awful smell from them. V'amitzadev nechashis, a person who smelts copper, and a bursi is a tanner, all these people, because of the hides and the animals, that they absorb a terrible smell into their body. So the Gemara says, Pturim min Ariya. They don't have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shenema, because it says, Kol Zechurcha, all Jews have to come together. Meaning, if you're able to come with everybody else, good. But if you have an awful smell, that you can't go up with everybody else, you don't have to go up.
Well, I'd be killing all those kohen all day long. I'd probably stink, right?
Kohenim?
No,
they wore gloves. They wore gloves. Mishi yochal alisim kol zechurcha. Those that are able to come up with all people, they have an obligation. But Yatzid excludes These people that are not able to come up with everybody else, meaning they're isolated groups, they are pturim in Ariya, they're potter from going into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Gemara learns. When the Braisa says you can't come up group-wise, it means those groups that for whatever reason it is cannot come up, they don't have to go up. Because they can't go up when everybody else is going up.
Meaning
these three categories. Right. Right. And that's what the Gemara learns, kol zechurcha, meaning you're only obligated to go up if you're a person that technically can go up with everybody else. Which I'm just thinking, by the way, for instance, a guy who was excommunicated and is not able to go up with everybody else would also be potter from the carbon, from going up, because there's the same reason. He can't go up with everybody else. He's excommunicated.
If somebody doesn't go, can the court enforce them to go? Enforce it on them? Like, give a fine or something?
You can't get malchus because we learned it's a law that has no action to it. The only time you get malchus, like the Torah says, don't eat chazah, so you do an action and eat the chazah. Here, by not going up, you're not doing an action, you're just not going up. And for a positive mitzvah, you don't get punished. So, in fact, there's a whole interesting story in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara tells a story, at the beginning of the Gemara Pesachim. There was this guy who used to brag that he used to go bring a carbon Pesach every year and he used to eat it. And we know the Torah says, Kol Orel, Kol Ben Necha LaYechel Bei. A guy is not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. So he once bragged to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, who was in the city of Netzivim, which was far from Yerushalayim, and they asked the question, and he bragged that I eat the carbon Pesach, like I tricked, you know, the Koyanim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was very smart, and he said, hey, you think they tricked you? Did you ever ask them for the tail? The tail is supposed to be a very expensive cut of meat, whatever. But the din was, the tail of the carbon Pesach was not allowed to be eaten. But this guy didn't know that. So the next time he went up to the Beis HaMikdash, he asked for the tail. So the Kohanim realized that this guy doesn't know anything. So they checked into it, and they found out the guy was a guy. But first they asked him, who told you to ask for the tail? Like, why are you asking for the tail? So he said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda said I should go ask for the tail. So they understood that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda was hinting to something, so they checked in, they found that he was a guy. So Tais, that's the Gemara. So Tais is over there, the Gemara asked the question, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda go up to Eila Regal? The Gemara, so I left out one part of the Gemara at the end. So the Kohanim sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda that you live in the Tzivan, but your net is spread out all the way to Yerushalayim. That's it. So Taisus asks, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda go to the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, he has a chiyuv to go. If he drew, has a chiyuv to go to the Beis HaMikdash, why didn't he go? So Taisus says it could be he didn't own land. Taisus says another thing, he was old or sick. The Taisus doesn't say he was chigger, but... No, technically you're right. I mean, if he was, Taisus didn't want to say he was crippled. Old or sick makes more sense than to say it was a chigger. Or he didn't own land. But I'm saying you have cases of these great tzaddikim, like Rabbi Meseda was a very holy Tana, didn't go up to the Beis HaMikdash because they didn't have the obligation, but they weren't punished.
Or he lived outside Israel.
That's another answer. Taisa says in the Tzivim of Chutz Laretz. Yeah, the Taisa answers that also. Taisa answers a few answers over there. Nah, Israel wasn't that big. Didn't take him that long. The Gemara says the furthest... No, 2 weeks, no?
If you come from Europe or anywhere, or...
The Chutz Laretz didn't have a chiyuv. The people... That's why they start asking for Rain Zayin Cheshvan, because they needed 2 weeks after Yom Tov that all the Jews in Israel got home. So the most distant part of Eretz Yisrael from the Beis HaMikdash took only maximum 2 weeks to get home. No, Eilat is Chutz Laretz. Eilat is probably one of the few cities in Israel today that have a din of chutz la'aretz. Sure. It's not Eretz Yisrael.
Some people said about
two days. 2 days in Eilat. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Eilat is chutz la'aretz. No, 2 day Yom Tov, 1 day Yom Tov. In Israel, they keep 1 day. In Eilat, many people keep 2 days. Because it's not Eretz Yisrael. Huh? No.
What is it?
It's outside the biblical boundaries of Israel.